My name is Kate Bacon. I'm 13 years old, and today is November 26th, 2017. And I'm speaking with Julia Bacon, who's my little sister. She's 9. And we're recording in Manhattan Beach, California. Say hi, Julia.
Hi.
Okay. How would you describe yourself to someone who's never met you?
I would say confident.
Confident? Why would you say that you're confident?
Because because I like to do stuff.
That's not what confident means.
Okay, different word.
Okay, okay. How would you describe yourself to someone who's never met you? Wait. How would you describe yourself?
Active, because I love to do a lot of sports.
Okay. What's something you're passionate about? It's just a script. Passionate is like something you really care about and you really like to do.
I like to do or I care about. There's two different things.
Something you really care about.
Doug.
Okay. Can you describe who Doug is?
Doug is our dog, which is a pug, and he's 5 and he goes in circles.
Okay. What's one thing you really like about yourself?
That
okay.
Active.
You really like that you're active?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you say that this is helpful to you? Like, how is being active helpful to your life?
So I'm not lazy and I don't know if this is kind of a question, but I like how active is, like, I get to do a lot of things.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. What's one thing you don't like about yourself?
That I cannot spell.
You can't spell? Why don't you like this about yourself?
Because it's important to a lot of other things for school, for work in general.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah.
Do you think there's anything you could do to improve your life or just the world in general? Like, how could you make your life better or make, like, the world better or something like that?
To build more schools in Africa because they don't have any schools.
You want to build more schools? Okay, that's good. Why is this important to you?
Like, everything?
Like, why is building schools in Africa important to you?
Well, anywhere, but, important because if you get smart when you're a child, you'll grow up and you can, if you get a job, you can pay for your children, and they keep going and going and going.
It's like the circle of life.
Circle of life.
Describe the best day you've ever had.
Getting Doug.
Getting Doug? Why was this the best day?
Oh, no. Getting Pluto.
Getting Pluto? Because I wasn't there?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, why was this the best day?
Because you weren't there.
Wow. Okay. That's the only reason why it was the best day, because I wasn't there?
Yeah.
That's, like, the actual best day you've ever had?
No, Doug.
Getting Doug, that was the best day?
Pluto was second.
Okay. Why was getting Doug the best day you've ever had?
Because, well, first of all, he helps with a lot of issues.
No, like, not why you love Doug. Like, why was getting Doug the best day?
Oh! Because Doug is a dog. And dogs are different kind of creatures. And we did not have any other creatures in this household. So we needed
a dog. So, like, you wanted an animal in this house. Basically. That was why. Okay. What's a particular person that makes you really happy?
Doug.
A person.
Oh, okay. Wait, no, wait.
No one in your life makes you happy?
Maybe someone else except you.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wait. Not Charlie. Not Mom. Not Dad.
Oh my God. You hate this family so much. Jeez.
Charlie was the first one that I hated.
Oh my God. Okay. What about your friends? Are there any of them that makes you really happy?
You.
Oh.
What was that voice?
What's someone that, so you, like, that's your actual answer?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they make you happy?
Because she screams at me.
Okay. That doesn't sound like happiness.
Because...
Do you want to change your person?
Nope. Wait. I just got to think of one.
Okay.
Not wine when you got so many, what's it called?
Surgeries?
Yeah.
Because I didn't whine when I got so many surgeries?
Yeah.
That's why I make you happy?
Yeah. All right. And you're my sister.
All right. What's something you regret in your life? Like regret doing or not doing or something?
Everything? No. I regret that this happened where, never mind. No.
Okay.
Because of, Charlie coming home when I was born. Because he took me from Mom, and now I hate Mom and Charlie.
That's terrible! What's your, like, actual biggest regret?
I probably have a lot, but I can't think of one.
Do you have any regrets?
My regret is that for baseball, Dad said, oh, you can pick if you want Charlie on your team or not, And I picked on, but, and then, I don't know why, but the coach kept screaming at him. So it felt like, I don't know, but it was my fault because I'm related to him.
So it felt like, you felt like it was your fault that Charlie kept getting screamed at?
Yeah.
And you wish that he wasn't on your baseball team?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a pretty good regret, if you ask me. Okay, thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And yeah, that's it. I don't know how to end this, but give me a good grade. Thanks.
Goodbye!
Are you finished recording? You won't be able to resume this interview.